objective and methodology. As the ARIS team explored past and current revolutions and resistance movements to identify emerging trends and underlying structures, it discovered that resistance encompasses a broad spectrum of types and manifestations of disruptive movements, and that it is an observable phenomenon with complex and dynamic characteristics and concepts. As mentioned earlier, one of the studies in the ARIS publication, Special Topics in Irregular Warfare, Understanding Insurgency, focused on understanding the phases of contemporary resistance movements as described in a few specific documents, for example, that of Mao Zedong. That report, described in more detail in the previous section, concluded that none of these studies adequately covers stages of organizational growth, particularly the mechanisms, determinants, and variables enabling a movement to expand, contract, or stall. The studies mentioned in that report made certain assumptions, for example, a level of violence, and focused on the actions of successful movements, but omitted characteristics and mechanisms that allow a movement to move forward or backward, as well as succeed or fail. Unconventional warfare planners have a need to understand these processes in order to decide, for example, whether it is best to wait and do nothing for now, or take some type of action to support or counter the resistance movement. Without such an understanding, certain actions at certain times may have unintended consequences that should be avoided. Therefore, the present study resulted from the recognition that a more fundamental approach is needed to understand the detailed characteristics and mechanisms that allowed these movements to transition through various stages of organizational growth. Therefore, this document describes a phasing construct designed as a tool that can be applied to case studies to characterize the organization, infrastructure, resources, leadership, and other factors that allow a resistance movement to change over time, whether it moves forward, moves backward, or stalls. By using this tool to analyze case studies, one might shed light on specific mechanisms that allowed resistance movements to take different paths, including which characteristics, mechanisms, and variables helped or hurt the movement. It is important to emphasize that this tool is not designed to impose conclusions about each phase a priori. Instead, any conclusions should emerge from the research that uses the tool. For that reason, detailed characteristics of each phase are minimal. The methodological development of the proposed phasing of resistance included an interdisciplinary literature review, including the disciplines of law, political science, social movement theory, and economics. The next section describes the process and results of this review.